shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We do have, in our news and information hour, we'll be coming on with some comments about a story today in the news concerning Marine snipers in, I think it was Afghanistan or Iraq, and I'm not sure when this took place. I think they're snipers. They were identified as such by somebody on TV. But in any event, we'll talk about the fact that they were photographed, or there was a video of them urinating on their these insurgents that they just shot, and the reaction of the military, reaction of the press, and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. Other big news from the city of Los Angeles we're going to talk about tonight with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we're going to be talking about a woman who is struck, and I mean this is a roundhouse right, struck by a Los Angeles County sheriff on a Metrorail train.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken,
Jay, you ready?
A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the Rangers,
or Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us.
Thank you, Phil. And I want to very quickly, Phil. I'm not a member of the military. I've not been in the military, but I think what we do for the Citizens Auxiliary Police is similar to what our military does, and that is we are out here trying to protect and to help, you know, people be defended. And it can get, you know, I'll say it right now, it's going to get kind of hairy. And sometimes you get tense, and sometimes you do things.
Well, what you're a volunteer police agency. I mean, you're not really the police. You're not, you know, the police police. What situations?
Well, that doesn't mean, Phil, we don't get into some hairy situations. And what do I mean by that? I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't get into situations where there's going to be, you know, some confrontational possibility. And I'm not really sure what you're referring to.
Well, what situation would you get into where these Marines were, you know, were photographed urinating on these bodies?
Well, I can tell you that I will say that we disciplined one of our subcommanders. We had been in front of someone's residence, and they had given us a hard time. It had to do with some videotapes that needed to be reported. Yeah, some videotapes that needed to be rewound and taken back to a video store. And one of the subcommanders and the individual in the house, you know, thought they were going to give us a hard time, you know, mouthed back and smarted off and smarted back and all this. And one of our subcommanders performed illicitly an act. You know, he relieved himself on the front lawn. And so we do.
Well, I mean, here you have the Marines and dead insurgents that were shooting at them. And in your case, this was someone who had not rewound, you know, a videotape.
Well, we're not in the business, Phil, of judging and... Hold on for a minute. What's that? We're not in the business, Phil, of judging, you know, what is a tense situation. As a civilian, as a member of a civilian, you know, of the civilian people that you are, you don't know. And I don't know what those Marines are up against. I can just tell you that one of our subcommanders, after a very tense... you know, confrontation with a homeowner who had not rewound these videotapes, was, you know, disciplined by us after he relieved himself on a lawn.
All right. Let's talk, Jay, about this situation in Southern California. Now, this was a woman hit, and I'll read the story. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating one of its own after a deputy was caught on video striking a woman on a bus in Bellflower. A passenger shot cell phone video showing the deputy allowing the woman elbowing the woman on Monday night. This is him elbowing her. I saw the videotape, and this was a roundhouse right, you know.
I've not seen it. I'm not really sure.
Well, we can show it for those who are watching Phil TV in HD right now. We'll show the video, and it's very, very clear, to me at least, what's happening. Let me get it over here to our... And Jay, are you watching?
I've got it right now, yeah. Hold on for a second. 15.
This is from their newscast, and it will show in a moment here this confrontation with the Los Angeles County Sheriff and this lady. If you can see that, you'll see that they were on this train, and at some point she tries to walk past this officer, and you'll see what happens. To me, it looks like she, here she is.
I'm watching right now. She looks like she's talking to one officer, and she's going to try to go past this other officer. He's grabbing her by both arms. She's talking, bang. Yeah, he did hit her with a hand.
Yeah, he hit her with a right hand. It's the news says elbow.
Now, that was a definite shot, and I can only imagine what that woman said to the officer. Because, again, you have to understand something, Phil. People are in a lot of ways are going to say things that the average civilian don't know, and they don't know about, you know.
Well, what do you mean, say things? I mean, the woman... Here it is. We're right here waiting for a bus, and she's trying to pick a fight. It says that she was trying to pick a fight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, the police officer probably hit her not because she had overtly said anything like, you know, F you or some kind of a deal like this. But one of the things that we encounter, Phil, citizens auxiliary police or police officers that are in the field, is there is a high level of disrespect for peace officers, law enforcement officers. We're out there trying to control and, you know, regulate all the things that are going on. And when people are disrespectful, and we're not talking about...
Well, what do you mean disrespectful? I mean, look, you guys are not the principal. You're not the teacher.
No, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. But you are required to give us a level of respect given the uniform that we wear. And by that, it's simply something as, you know, calling us sir as opposed to hey you or mister. You don't talk with disrespect to a police officer when he's asking you questions. You answer crisply and quickly. You make sure that when you are talking to a police officer that you are looking him in the eye. You're not averting his face. You try not to just little things, Phil. They don't seem big, but you know, chewing gum. These kinds of, if you're chewing gum when you're talking to a police officer, it's going to potentially be seen as a situation. The other thing is...
Are you saying that those are laws?
What those are indicators. If I'm talking to an individual and she's chewing gum, like we had a kid here last week, she's chewing gum and not meeting my gaze, that right away I said, okay, you know, all bets are off. I folded up my citation book and we went ahead and called her parents and told her in parents that, you know, she was walking around and everything. And so...
What was she doing?
She was walking by herself in the mall.
And, well, was it after curfew?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, she's a kid walking around. We didn't know if she was soliciting or what. So...
she's a kid that... Okay. All right. So we see this lady on the train, and she gets slugged by the officer.
That's right.
And so she must have said something overt?
Well, it can be overt. It can be something as simple, like I said, as simple as the officer was walking by and she said, listen, I'm trying to get your name and you're chewing gum and you're not, you know, you didn't call me ma'am. Would you stop and shut up and give me your name? Or if there are these threats. Now, a lot of people don't say pig anymore. Pig is, you're inviting, if you call a police officer a pig, It's pretty legal, or close to legal, for that police officer to, you know, make a statement. And
what do you mean by statement? And I'm sorry for all these questions.
Well, you know, I think you understand what I mean by statement.
No, you're telling me it's pretty legal for him to make a statement.
That is correct.
What does that mean?
Well, if you're a policeman and someone called you a pig, what would you do?
No, it's not what I would do. I want to know what you're calling legal.
If that lady called that police officer a pig or did something that more and more people are doing now, which is making these veiled references, a lot of people now are saying things like, oh, I smell bacon, or I'm going to the store to buy bacon. That right way. That, you know, that right way is a red flag.
And so if someone says, I'm going to the store to buy bacon, the cop can slug you.
I'm saying that it's probably, yeah, probably legal. Because calling a police officer a pig is like saying, you know, the N-word to a black person. And I didn't want to say it, but...
Well, I can't really buy that, and I'll tell you why. Because the N-word is racial, P is an occupation... the police officers, while I don't like hearing our police officers called that word, it pisses me off when I hear it. It is a reference to an occupation, not a race.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. All I'm saying is, Phil, it's insightful to a police officer to be called, you know, to have anybody sniff the air, say there's bacon or whatever. That's like a being called a pig or a being called the N.
All right, we're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What could that woman have said to that L.A. sheriff? He hit her with a right hand right across the chops. I mean, and with all due respect to the lady and the situation, and just talking like, you know, a stupid talk show host, that cop hit her with a right hand, and I mean a right cross, and she didn't go down necessarily. She was pulled down.
Yeah, I noticed that too, Phil. She took that shot pretty good. And that tells me she's probably taken a few shots to the face. And again, if you saw her face and they did have the face there, you know, that's the face of a woman that's taken a few, you know, she's taken a few shots in her day off her face. And so, and I had said that to one of the sub-commanders, and they all laughed. And I said, no, it's not what you're thinking. I said, I'm talking about this. And
all right, we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And Jay says that if you call a cop a pig, or if you even make a veiled reference like there's bacon cooking or I got to go get bacon, any of these things that could be considered insightful, then, quote, unquote, quote, it's probably legal for them to cold cock you like that. This lady on the train in Los Angeles, I have no idea what precipitated that. We'll get back to talking more about it. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Where are you right now, Jay?
We're in a substation that we set up. Generally, it's a mobile substation. It's generally at a residence, one of our residences.
Now, if you look at the homepage here, folks, so those of you who are on Phil TV and HD, you see the Channel 5. This is the homepage of Channel 5, and this is the video story that I was mentioning. Video captures deputy striking woman on bus. Now, you're saying that this lady most likely said something to the officer?
I don't think there's any doubt. She probably said something like, you know, she might have just said something, you know, like, hey, you. And when you're talking to an officer, you want to say more respect, you know, say, officer, could I say something? Nothing will get me. I'm just speaking me personal now as a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. If someone's to say to me, hey, you, or, you know, what do you want? You know, that gets me. I start to sweat. You generally know I start to perspire. I feel I begin to size the person up. I you know, some of my younger officers might even think about things that I've told them they can't do. You know, is there an alley or is there a secluded place where I can take this person, and is there a word against mine?
Well, now, wait a second. You just told me it's probably legal.
No, I can't make that statement. I'm telling you what is going to make an officer angry. Yeah, if you call him a pig, and then he goes ahead and performs, it's self-defense. And
it's self-defense if he belts somebody after they call him pig.
Yes, sir, or any of these veiled threats like, I'd like you to give me your driver's license. I have to go to the store today and pick up bacon. That is one of the oldest in the book. And right away, you would be in your rights to.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And let me get Al on the phone. Al?
Yay.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I just wanted to let you, I just wanted to bring something up. I'm right here in Los Angeles. And it's a bad thing that actually what happened after the lady got the devil knocked out of her, then what happened, she was placed on a 72-hour psychiatric hold. They can do that legally, but what that does, that stops a personal injury attorney from swooping her up. They're like vultures in Los Angeles, and then if she's got any noticeable bruises and all of that, it's 72 hours for all that to clear up. And they did interview her when she got out of the psychiatric hole. It was a few news outlets to do that. So I just thought I'd...
Well, you have to put her on a 72-hour because you don't know if she's a danger to you or me or herself. And, you know, if she's calling people, you know, porker, I don't know if she called a guy porker, but she's running around there calling people names. You know, I mean, you may think it's funny, but...
One thing about it... Listen at me, Phil. It's so many L.A.
He's responding to a 911 call about a woman who had almost attacked she almost attacked an elderly person right
That's
there.
Correct.
Okay. So now you're going to have to get that 72-hour to keep an eye on her, make sure she's not running around trying to...
Well, I mean, what the man's saying, and Al, I understand what you're saying. Basically, she's taken into custody the 72 hours. So other things that she might be able to, for instance, the physical bruising that she might be able to show a judge was the result of this attack, this altercation with the police, or any other things that might be of value, she can't say to an attorney for 72 hours. And
That's
I suppose
correct.
What you're saying, yeah, and the, you know.
Well, what are you supposed to do? You know, I tell you what I'll do is I'll let you out so you can talk to a lawyer and, oh, yeah, rape a cat. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
What
well,
do you mean,
thing,
rape a cat?
Well, you don't know what she's going to do.
Well, then,
all right.
Well, then too, all over Los Angeles, there is a multitude of psychiatric homeless people. That's
right.
All
yeah.
over the place, and they
yeah.
know who this lady is. And it's just, maybe they just got tired of it and just knocked the devil out of her. But
could
that
be.
Was the... That was the protocol, to lock her up for 72 hours, and a personal injury attorney can't swoop her up off the street. And then, eventually a lawyer will get a hold of her.
The other thing, too, is, you know, I don't know if you ever seen this thing, this faces of meth. If she had one of the faces of meth, because what they do is they see that meth face, and police officers can go, you know, I'm going to have to, I look at a face like that. If I see a meth face, I think... I want to knock that, whatever wrong with that guy's face, I want to knock it off of his face. It's an automatic thing.
Well, I saw this woman. She didn't have a... If she's a psychiatric patient, she's a psychiatric patient. I understand that. Here is Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have any idea about the laws in California, but I was a police officer in Texas for 5 years, and here in Texas, you have to have reasonable... restraint, and a police officer that is trained in his job and what have you is trained to take any kind of physical abuse and throw somebody to the ground if they have to and cuff them. There is no reason for a police officer to ever strike a person because they call you a name.
Well, let me ask you a question, sir. This is Jay Sanis. You say you're a police officer for 5 years, sir?
I was, yes, sir.
All right. If you have a person that you detain and that person starts waving the air, going, "Man, I'm smelling pork," I mean, you know, you want to just go ahead and do it.
Well, the hair on the back of your neck does bristle up, and that puts you on the
offense. That's right.
But it still gives you no reason to strike someone. Unless they physically try to strike you.
Well, see, I consider that to be a threat, Phil.
And why do you consider that a threat?
If someone says there's pork cooking, are you kidding? It's only a small step between...
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
If that person, even if it was a grown man linebacker size, says, "I'm going to knock your head off," you still can't hit him first.
Now, what would you do, sir, if, for instance... Someone's, don't you demand that they call you sir? I do. I want them to call me at least sir or something.
Well,
and stand,
yeah, that's pretty nice.
Stand up straight.
It hardly ever happens to a police officer, and you know it.
No, no, no. I mean demand that they call me sir.
Demand that they call you sir or you strike them.
It's considered to be a
demand. You cannot demand anybody to say anything.
You can demand that they treat you with respect, that they stand up straight and treat you with respect.
You can ask them to do so, and you know as well as I do how many people you arrested.
How many people? I've detained young people, you know, and elderly, and I said, stand up straight. It's easier to push them around if they're older. I understand that.
All right, look, I got to take a break. Thank you very, very much, Ron, for your expertise in that area. Jay, thank you. Hold on, 877-876. Phil, when is it all right for an officer to strike somebody? When they call you pig, when they're not respectful, when they're not standing up straight? Jay Santos seems to think so. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Why do you stand up straight?
Phil Hendry.
Guy waves the air and spell pork. We're going.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Jay Santos joining us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police this evening. And we are...
Here he is.
We're talking about the Los Angeles County Sheriff that smacked this lady. And you correctly, I think, identified it, Jay. It wasn't an elbow. He gave her a right hand. I don't know what she was saying, but you have indicated that this woman was most likely saying something offensive.
That is correct, yes. And I understand what the last gentleman said, who is a Texas law enforcement officer for some 5 years, I believe he said. And I do appreciate his expertise as well, Phil. I believe that when a individual, civilian, and I am a Citizens Auxiliary Police, I'm not a part of the uniform state police or local municipality, we are an auxiliary unit that we have independently set up by way of how we want to do it, and I understand all that, but if someone is standing in front of me and fanning the air in front of them saying, it's a good day for pork or something like that, that right away is a threat, especially if someone who has one of faces of meth.
And you keep talking about the faces of meth. What?
Well, if you see someone with the faces of meth and they're waving their hand talking about it being a good day for a pork, good day for a pork sandwich or however they say it, then I think you're duty-bound to just go ahead and start beating on them. I mean, that's my feeling. And
But what is the thing with the faces of meth? You think that those people are dangerous?
I absolutely think they're dangerous. Have you ever seen the face of someone who is on the meth, is on the meth? They got faces that are, the faces have all kinds of sores. They look like there's a devil. They've been possessed by a demon of some kind. I'd just as soon beat their face in.
See, that to me doesn't sound professional.
No, it's very professional.
No, that doesn't. That to me sounds like a guy whose emotions are really getting away from him. Let's take a phone call here. We have Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Phil. Jay, sure. I was a military policeman for 6 years, and I'm not sure what type of training that this auxiliary force that you're some sort of commander of has. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, we're a citizens group, and to be honest with you, civilian police sometimes fail at their job. We have to come in, sweep in, and we got to sweep in behind them.
Okay. Well, my thought is that there's a military police officers, civilian police officers, they're both trained the same. I mean, number one, you're going to have thick skin to be in that type of job, and number two. There's certain levels of force that you're allowed for the threat level that you've encountered. And to handle a situation, nobody deserves respect. I mean, the officer commands respect of his handling of the situation, his or her handling of the situation.
I think when you show the uniform of the police officer, right there, people should say, yes, sir. Stand up straight,
I don't want to sound like you're in school, but, I mean, standing there chewing gum with a slouch, you know.
Sure.
Well, that does sound like you're in school.
Every police officer would like to have courtesy given to him or her.
Right, exactly.
You know, this is America, and that doesn't happen. And if you're in the job of in the role of some sort of authority figure in America, you know, and you don't get respect at the time that you're encountering a suspect or a person of interest or anything, at that point, you know, you've got to command the situation, but you're not going to be able to have a sir or madam, you know, being addressed to you at all times.
I just want to say this one thing.
Force.
Yes, sir. I just want to say one thing. I hear what you're saying, but when I stand there and I say, hey, you know, you're talking to, citizens or police, the least you can do is stop chewing your gum and standing there like you have curvature of the spine or whatever, and they laugh at me. Now, some of these people, and I want to just tell you this, Mike, because I meant to say this, some of them had the faces of meth that I was just talking to Mr. Henry about. If you see that face, that right away for me is a threat, because if I see the faces of meth, I don't know if that person's going to go ape, if they're going to turn into an ape and try to climb me. I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, you don't. If you see that, Mike, and you were a military police officer, right?
I was. So, you know, meth.
Well, how many times are you going to see the faces of meth out and being a military cop? I don't know. Maybe you do.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't think you ever saw that.
No.
You see faces of meth, you want to kick that face in.
You know,
you want to kick it in.
Well, I don't think you want to kick it in. I do. You want to ascertain the situation and deal with it accordingly. I don't think that. I think if a person raises a threat level on you, then you're authorized
for
hand to hand situation all the way to level 7 and you know bearing of a deadly weapon. But
I want to ask you as a military police officer, did you ever encounter a face of the meth? Did you ever see that?
That's a good question.
No,
did you ever see army guys? No? Okay.
I've never seen a...
Yeah.
All right. See, that's just it. If you see that out in civilian life, you don't know the faces of meth. And
what is this faces of meth? Are you talking about a guy or a girl or some individual that has obvious scarring from the use of methamphetamine?
Well, yes, but it's the face... You ever seen the faces of meth?
What are you talking... What is it, a movie?
I'm talking about the pictures they have.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Well, Mike doesn't want to do it, but I tell you right now, I feel the threat level is I don't know what you call it, elevated. I'd beat that face in until it was a face of something good.
All right, Mike, thanks very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry. Should you hear that guy laughing?
Well, he can laugh all he wants. You know, I question if that gentleman was laughing at me, a law enforcement officer. I wasn't a military police, but I was a fellow law enforcement officer. And for him to laugh like that, I think shows he has a level of disrespect that I think is wrong. Now, when I talk about the face of meth, I'm talking about someone who could be a threat or maybe or could be, and the instinct is to beat the face of meth in until it's the face of purity.
You know something? You don't even sound like a cop the way you talk.
What's that supposed to mean?
I want to beat in the face of meth until it's the face of purity. That sounds...
Mr. Henry, every police officer...
Hey, I just turned out just take care of me in the corner.
What do you got?
Hey, Nick.
Hey,
10-4
to 16, Fox Pink.
Right.
We have a situation out here right now, Phil. If you want, we can do a ride-along. And
what do you...
We have a situation where we have someone who has lipped off to a subcontractor. Where is it?
Putin Bay.
All right. We have a situation right now, Phil. I think it might be interesting for you to be a part of it, where someone has lipped off to a subcommander, and we're going to get into one of our... We'll get into a vehicle now and head over to that area. And you never really know, Phil. And you can hear the sound of typewriters in the background, even though we're in a car. That's troubling.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try and figure that out. But I do have a couple of things I want to say. One, if you encounter anyone what has a face of meth, it's not anything that you want to deal with one-on-one, because the instinct is to beat it in. And we're heading over right now. Where did you say to...
Where are you going?
We're on our way over to this Hawthorne and Toluca. Hold on. Pull up right here. Pull up right here. How are you doing this evening?
Uh-oh.
What's your need a problem?
I just walked down the street.
Well, you're walking down the street, but this officer wanted to know what you're doing, and you were being disrespectful. Did you, what'd you say about pork?
I was going to get a shredded pork sandwich.
You ain't pile pork?
Huh?
All right. Okay, so you said piled pork.
Yeah.
Pull him up. I didn't hit you. I didn't hit you, but I could.
What'd you do that for?
You say piled pork in front of me? Phil is the gentleman who said something about a piled pork sandwich. I didn't hit him, but I swung at him. And you should have seen him go down, too. What were you scared of? I didn't hit you. You do meth?
What?
Do you do meth? You don't know? You don't know whether you do meth or not?
What do you mean? What are you guys, anyway?
Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm Jay Santos.
Jay?
Yeah, Phil.
Did you say that that kid said something about pork?
Yeah, he said he's going down here to Costco. He wanted to get a pile of pork sandwich. Well, and so I feinted a right hand like I was going to hit him, and he immediately went down, and Subcommander Police in here had to pick him up. I didn't hit him.
So you're, what is that, police torture or something?
What do you mean police torture? I just... Hey, hold on for a minute, Phil. What do you want? What do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. What do you guys want? What are those hats?
You got a problem with my hat? You got a problem with the hat I'm wearing? Yeah?
Yes. What is it?
It's a level 6, Phil. What we do is we pretend like we're going to hit him. We don't. Yeah.
You know, that to me is some level of kind of police coercion that I don't like, and I think you should stop. And I think that the man's given you the answer. Is he not being respectful?
No, he's not being respectful. He was respectful to you, Gleason.
I didn't think he was respectful to me, but I asked him to be.
What's that?
I didn't think he was.
Gleason said he didn't think he was being respectful. Well, he didn't.
Well, this guy, I can't even understand what he's saying.
What?
I can't understand what he's saying. He's got something wrong with his lip. I've been like,
All right, look, you're making fun of his lip, but you look like... You look like the underside of a cat that's been dragged for a mile. What are you? You're telling me you don't smoke meth?
A little bit.
Yeah, there you lie.
All right, we got to take a break, Jay.
Huh?
We got to take a break.
Just getting good.
Hang on for a minute. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who has, along with another subcommander, they've pulled over a man and are questioning him. He has not shown respect. He said something about a piled pork sandwich. And it sounds to me like they're engaging in some kind of a police coercive behavior. I don't like it. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we're back. Are you still there?
It's Jay Santos waiting on Phil Hendry.
I'm right here, Jay.
Yeah, Phil.
All right, we're back on the air.
All right. We've let this young man go, and we are basically we're just filling out a report. He looked at me like he was, you know, I don't know what his problem was, but when Subcommander Gleason pulled him over, he was walking, and he did not give Subcommander Gleason no respect, was standing, shifting his weight, looking around, had his hands in his pocket, chewing gum, and just looked like a real slob. At that time, Subcommander Gleason says to the guy, you know, what's your problem or whatever, and this guy started giving some lip. So...
Well, I don't know that any of that, as many other officers have said, have called the show, former or not.
Well, let's keep something clear, Phil. The people that I've talked to tonight on your show are all former law enforcement officers. All former law enforcement officers. That means that as former law enforcement officers, they probably don't know a lot of what it is that they're talking about now because laws have changed.
Yeah, all right. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. I got Brian. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Do they get paid for what they're doing?
Is gentlemen ask me a question?
Yeah, do you get paid?
We are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are community oriented. Do we get paid? We get paid in terms of what? In what sense do you mean?
Wages.
I earn a wage at my security job, but not as a citizen's officer, police officer, because this is not really about money. It's about saving lives, as far as we're concerned. It's all about saving lives.
It seems to me you're using abusive power. First of all, it's guys like you that are giving us in the security field bad names.
I don't understand. How am I giving you a bad name if I'm stopping some meth base?
Because what you're doing is an abuse of authority.
In what sense, sir? Here's a guy that was walking down the street giving me lip. No?
Yeah, and that gave you the right to swing on him?
Well, I did not hit him.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're putting fear, you know, you're putting fear in these people. Why?
The man was stopped because he looked like he might have a problem. He had a face on him that looked like he does meth. And so anyway, we stopped him and asked him some questions. He was smart mouth about it, telling everybody we looked like a bunch of fairies. If you want me to say it, I'll use them. And that's when we stood him up and you know, pretend like I was going to hit him.
So you got angry at the guy for calling you names?
He was not showing respect. And that's why I'll say this gentleman here, Brian. Got to have him show respect to you. Otherwise, you look like a, you know, just a turd.
The way I see it, you think that uniform brings you respect, but that uniform don't bring you any respect. It's the person in the uniform that gets the respect. And you're certainly not going to get it trying to beat it out of them.
I didn't beat on him, sir. I...
Well, you pretended to. It was like almost like torture.
Are you kidding me? Torture? Oh, my God. So you think, what do I do? Like waterboard him or something?
No, you didn't waterboard the guy. But when you swing on a guy and he thinks he's going to get hit, it puts fear into him.
What respect do I get when the guy goes, you know, I'm going to get a pile of pork sandwich? Forget
you
it.
Say you're a security officer? You should have
yes,
been
sir.
Trained that we're supposed to have thick skins. I'm a security officer, too.
So you want a guy to say to you, hey, how's the piled pork sandwich in this neck of the woods?
I go through,
you know what that means.
I'm saying that on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
This gentleman is saying that there's a lot worse that you're going to deal with, and
you know, Mr. Henry, you're not a cop. I don't even know. You're all
this gentleman's saying.
You don't know anything about it.
Okay, but I'm the host of the show. Do you mind?
Let me ask this gentleman: have you seen the face of meth? And Mr. Henry doesn't like me using that term, but have you seen a meth? Seen a face of meth?
In a mall. If you're talking about high on methamphetamines, I've seen them high on angel dust.
What are they doing in a mall? Are they shopping for shoes? What is that?
Just that. They're in the mall.
They're in the mall, yeah. They're in the mall, it's high on angel dust.
I don't think that doesn't add up.
There's not many places for them to go here in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, you're in Richmond, Virginia. All right. I didn't know what part of the... Richmond, that's a very lovely area. That's Southern Virginia. I know there's a lot of lovely areas there. Yeah, no.
Okay, that's fine, but it's Richmond, Virginia. There's a lot of, it's a tough urban environment in some areas. Listen, Brian, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Oh, shoot, I don't know who we have on the line here. Let me see. Who is the call? Oh, Danny, hold the line here. Thanks very much. Let me go over to Danny. Hi, Danny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
How you doing, Phil? I got, you know,
yes, sir.
I'm from the Massachusetts area, and the auxiliary police around here, they don't have that type of authority to stop. They're pretty much around here just handling traffic. He talks about meth people. We have meth people on meth around here. Police officers stop them, check them out. If they don't disrespect them, they don't throw punches, they don't slap people. You know, they try to, you know, assess the situation. This guy, I don't know. He thinks maybe that uniform gives him the right.
No, sir, I don't think. Danny, here's my thing. Here in California, we got a meth lab out here in the desert. You know, we got them all over the place. I got to go out there and shut down a meth lab. I got to slap a man around. I don't want to. I don't mean to. I didn't think I was going to.
All right, listen, Danny, I'm sorry we didn't have more time for your call. I appreciate it very much. And, Jay, thank you. And
is that it? Because, you know, I was going to show you. This is wrong, Phil. It's very wrong because you're giving people the impression that I'm a dumbass. And
well, you are a dumbass.
All right. I didn't even get to play my theme music.
We played it at the beginning.
No, I demand that you. My contract says at the end of the bit.
Oh, boy.